He's been back in his house again, and God's given us a good day, and we thank the Lord for it. And especially, we want to say welcome to all of our visitors. We just really appreciate any of our visitors that come to be with us. And I know we don't usually make prayer requests until much later, but I have one prayer request that I'm going to share with you this evening, because it ties in with the scripture that I want to read as my opening scripture. This morning on our church Facebook page, there was a post on there asking us to pray for Preacher Bob Wilson. He lives down in Florida now, has for a long time, but he's in intensive care. He's very critical. And so they asked for us to pray for him, and so we'll want to do that. But as I thought about that, and I asked Glenda, I said, do you remember a message that Bob preached a long time ago that really stayed with us and stuck with people? She said, yes, that was at the Albert Street building. I said, yeah. And she said, what it was, she said, he preached, if you're not having trouble and you haven't had trouble, get ready, because trouble's coming. And he said, you just don't go through life without trouble. And so you might guess what scripture I'm going to read. It's in the 14th chapter of Job. So I want you to pray while we read this. I can get it here. In the 14th chapter of Job, verses 1 and 2. Man that is born of a woman is of few days and full of trouble. He cometh forth like a flower and is cut down. He fleeth also as a shadow and continueth not. Now that sounds awfully grim. The good news is, if you have God in your life and you'll lean on him and trust him and stay with him, he'll get you through whatever trouble comes. God's bigger than the trouble. Let's all stand for a word of prayer. As we pray, precious Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for being in your house tonight. Thank you for everyone that's here, and especially our visitors. God, thank you for your grace and mercy and just how good you are to us, God. Thank you that even though life does have its troubles, God, when we have you, you're bigger than our troubles. And God, we praise you and we thank you and we ask you for your blessings this evening and this service. We ask in Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated, and we turn over to the choir.
Page 12. Page 12.
Jesus, bring the ransom for.
Thankful to be here this evening. Thankful for our choir songs. I'm thankful for all of them, but the one that stood out to me was The Old Rugged Cross. I adore that song about the old rugged cross. You know, some of these churches nowadays and some of these men, they don't want you to talk about the cross at church no more. They don't want to talk about dark Calvary. They don't want to talk about the blood that was shed and the life that was gave. But that's the gospel, and the gospel is what saved my soul. If it weren't for the preached gospel in God's church house, we would not be able to see lost sinners get saved. I'm thankful I go to a church where they'll tell the truth and they'll tell the gospel. It's good to be here tonight. I appreciate my church. Well, I ask at this time, if everyone will, please stand to your feet. We'll ask if anyone has an unspoken prayer request. Hands all over the house. We'll ask if anyone has a spoken prayer request this evening. Really pray for this service. I've really got a burden. I'd really love to see someone get saved tonight.
Amen.
Anybody else have a spoken prayer request this evening?
We go to Toledo tomorrow, see a neurologist, and get the results of the test and what our next step is and treatment options. So just keep her in prayers.
Just remember that.
Jeremy, I know Linda put Sherilyn Hunter on the one call, I believe it was Friday, and I just want to update everybody. It went really well, and they were able to, she had a hole in her heart, so they were able to fix it. So I'm thankful that God brought her through that, but I'm more thankful that she knew that if something were to happen, God had already filled her heart when she was a little girl.
That's right.
So I'm thankful. She's my family, but I appreciate my church praying for her.
Yeah, that's good. Appreciate that update. Anybody else tonight? There's lots and lots to pray for. Let's really dig deep for this service tonight. I really, really want to see someone get saved tonight. We'll ask at this time if Ryan will lead us in prayer. Like I said, it's good to be here tonight, and I truly mean that. It's good to get a break from the world and to be able to get together with God's people. That world can be overwhelming sometimes, and it doesn't even have to be big things. It could just be a bunch of little things that pile up, and I get overwhelmed, and it feels like when I step foot in the church house with God's people, it just calms me right down and settles me right where I'm supposed to be. It's good to be here. I appreciate my people. We'll ask at this time if anyone has a song or a testimony on your heart. Really, just follow the Lord tonight. Pray for him.
First chapter of 1 Corinthians, in the 18th verse, it says, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved it is the power of God. Oh, that old rugged cross, so despised by the world, has a wondrous attraction for me. How could that be a wondrous attraction for me, seeing my Savior beaten and hurt and bruised? That's because that cross gave me life. It gave me eternal life, and it's a wondrous attraction for me. Those who are not God's people don't understand it, but I'm so thankful for it tonight."
Amen. Appreciate that. Appreciate Eric. Anybody else tonight? Let's pray for him, church.
Don't you be afraid. Joy comes in the morning. Troubles, they don't last always. For there's a friend in Jesus who will wipe your tears away. And if your heart is broken, just lift your hands and say, "I know that I can make it. I know that I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. You don't have to worry. Don't you be afraid. Joy comes in the morning. Troubles, they don't last always. For there's a friend in Jesus who will wipe your tears away. And if your heart is broken, just lift your hands and say, I know that I can make it. I know that I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. With Jesus I can take it, with him I know I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. So when the tests and trials, they may seem to get you down, and all your friends and loved ones, they are nowhere to be found, remember there's a friend in Jesus who will wipe your tears away. And if your heart is broken, just lift your hands and say, I know that I can make it, I know that I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. With Jesus I can take it, with him I know I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. I know that I can take it, I know that I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. With Jesus I can take it, with him I know I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands.
Appreciate that song. That song references one of my favorite scriptures in the 30th chapter of Songs, "The joy cometh in the morning." I've had to rely on that scripture many times when I've been down and it feels like the darkness won't ever end. I'm reminded that my joy cometh in the morning. Appreciate that song. Anybody else have anything before we turn it over to our pastor? If not, just keep. Help us pray for him.
I love you. In all my days, I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. 'Cause all my life, nights, you are close like no other. I have lived in the goodness of God. In all my life, you have been faithful. In all my
appreciate that song. Appreciate Eric and Emily. Just ask at this time, just keep praying, church. We're having a good service, but I think there's still more to be done. We'll turn it over to our pastor.
Amen. Thank the Lord for the service we are having. Appreciate the choir and special singing, opening up. It's sure good to be back here tonight. And I appreciate everybody's here. Thank the Lord for you. And I've said this already, but I want to say again, our visitors, thank you. Thank you for coming. And let me ask again, just to be sure, anybody else have a song or a testimony? If you do, you're sure will. And as Brother Jeremy said, just keep praying. And I trust one of these fellows, one of these preaching brothers have a message on their heart. And this is one of those times I don't know for sure who to call on. I'm just going to open it up and say, whoever's got it, come on. And that gives a certain amount of freedom. And if God's wanting you to come, that's a lot of freedom. You know, whatever God wants, that's the way to do it. So whichever one of you fellas got something on your heart, every one of you is welcome in my thinking. But if God's giving you a little nudge, come ahead. Pray for Brent. I appreciate that. Hey, brother.
Appreciate being here. Just pray for me, you know. Just try to do what the Lord wants me to and get out of the way. And and I'm just going to try to feel for what's where I need to be, but and I may read some scriptures, I need to speak about this first, I guess. you know, I enjoy watching a fire, you know. It just, you know, just the fire burns. But the Bible talks about a fire, a lake of fire, and, a consuming fire. And that fire, I think when you put some, you know, wood on a fire or something, it has some energy there, but once it's all gone, it's all gone. I mean, there's nothing left. And in our lives, right now, we have the energy to go to the altar. We got the energy to go to church. We got the energy to try to follow the Lord and do what He'd have us to do. There's going to be a time, that lake of fire that... And I don't know if it's going to be a fire, the Bible says the lake of fire, but all the energy that you have on this side to tame Jesus is going to be gone. That's that consuming fire that you're not going to be able to get Jesus once you leave this place. And I was thinking, you know, how sad it is. You watch a fire, it'll consume everything. It can get its flame on. It's all gone. And I thought, you know, how awful it'd be to be in that spot. I'm so happy I'm saved this evening. And I'm happy I got the Lord in my life. It is so important not to end up in that place called hell where you can't get Jesus anymore. Be in that fire, whether it's a literal fire or it's just all the energy that you have is gone and you cannot get Jesus in your life. What an awful place that you'd have to be. What an awful state. That's what concerned me so much when I was lost and undone. done. And the Lord showed me I was lost. But what made it most real is the Lord showed me if I went to that place that I would never get out. And I was just a little boy. You'd think, how would you know all that thing? But the Lord will reveal it to you. And you have to make those choices. And you have to, say, Lord, help me. Lord, and you'll have all the devil will be at you, and he'll try to put everything in front of you and say you got your whole life to live. Put it down the road. I want you to know you need to get the Lord now, right now. If the Lord calls, you need to get him as soon as possible. We don't have the promise of tomorrow. I don't even want to scare anybody or anything. You have to have the realization. Two things. Our life could end at any minute, and the Lord could come back at any moment. We have to know those things. Stand for each and every one of us. Once we're born, we know we're going to die. It's just a fact. We don't focus on it. Hopefully we all live long lives, but we're all leaving this place. And you need to know, you better get the Lord in, because that consuming fire in hell will take away everything, everything. The rich man lifted his eyes up in hell, and he wanted everything the Lord had. He gained a lot of knowledge that day, a lot of knowledge. He had concern for his family. He had concern for himself. He couldn't help anybody. Get the Lord in your life while you can. That's all I got.
Well, that's good preaching. I appreciate it. I can feel the Lord in this. We want everybody to stand up. We want to sing a song. Think about what you just heard preached in power. The Lord was in that. God's warning someone not to take too long. And you know that ties in with the message I preached this morning and the message that Bob preached Wednesday night about time. I'm telling you what, we've just got right now. And you need to come if God's stirring your heart a bit. Come and seek the Lord. You might not have all the answers to everything. I didn't have all the answers to everything when I come to the altar and got saved. If God's touching your heart and you feel the need for Jesus while we sing this song, please step out and come. Obey the Lord. Obey the Lord. That song. Oh, Lamb of God, I come. You might be here and already saved. Maybe your life's a mess. Maybe you're not where you can really feel the joy of the Spirit of God when it moves. Maybe you're just not following God like you ought to. Doesn't mean you're a horrible person. We can just get off track sometimes. But you don't have to stay off track. You've gotten off track from following God. Here's a good place to get back on track. Come pray about it. Ask God to forgive you. Ask God to bless you. Ask God to let you help somebody. Whatever your need is tonight, whatever your case is, God can handle it. We just come to Him and ask Him to do that. Come and ask Him. Obey the Lord. You can come just like you are. Well, preacher, maybe I ought to try to fix things up a little. You really can't fix up much. You can't fix up that that's on the inside that needs fixing. God's the only one can do that. Just come to Him just as you are. Come to Him. Let Him fix it right. It's your move. Your choice. Your life and your eternity. It's your soul. song, and I'm not feeling any pressure to go farther. If I'm willing to, if somebody's got something on their heart, I'll go with that. But I really feel like God's called somebody, and I appreciate the preaching and the singing. Good to be here tonight. Let me say this. Has anybody got anything on your heart you want to say or do? Sing a song, testify. One of your other preachers got something you want to say, it's on your heart stirring. You're still welcome. I just didn't feel like calling on anybody else, but if God's calling on you, we'll go with that. All right. Let me remind you again of Jay Clevenger's funeral Tuesday here at the church house at 11 o'clock. There'll be an hour of viewing before the funeral service. Remember that. There'll also be a dinner for the family after the funeral, so remember that. They'd like to have choir singing, so remember that. And then Monday, there will be a viewing at Chamberlain Huckleridge's. That'll be from 4 to 8 Monday, if you'd like to stop in out there and fellowship and visit. And so please pray for those things. Pray for our Bible school. Well, I'm excited about our Bible school. Pray for it. Okay. Okay, if I understood you right, Sister Karen. Pardon me? Yeah, if I understood you right, Sister Karen, you said everybody make two dishes. And appreciate that. Okay, anything else? All right. Good to be here, and thank you for being here. Pray much. Come back just as soon as you can. That'd be for service, regular service time, be Wednesday night. But pray for the Bible school. And if you want to come by there, I think that's all right, too. And anything else? All right. If not, we'll look to the Lord. Ask Brother Fred to pray, but dismiss him.